great day, my little yodel on, and I hope you guys are ready for the day. Welcome to the broadcast. I want to give everybody a chance to pop on in here as we get our day started. Remember to hit follow, share, comment. Make sure you put a comment down below. We're going to pray for you and get your day started. I'm Pastor Clark here from the city of Far, Texas. Far is spelled P-H-A-R-R. And just want to encourage you, every single morning we come together and we share Psalms and Proverbs of the day. I give you a word of encouragement. We pray for you and we get your sale started. That's what we like to say. We get your sale started. And I'm probably going to get you squared away with a couple of items here that I think will be a blessing for you. We have a big proverb for you, so I don't want you to miss out on this one. Hit share and follow if you can with and just join in the broadcast. Good morning, Annette from Frisco, Texas. Good morning. Thank you for being with us today. We have a new audience also here. We just added on another people on all our social media platforms all around the world, and that's our potential. Now, who we actually reach, we don't know. At the end of the day, I want you to know that over 2,000 people are watching on all the social media platforms, which is not bad. But then on our TViewer application right now, we're getting close to 5,000 people that are watching on the free platform, on the free side of the platform. We do have a subscription platform, and we added some items, and I'm going to talk about that a little later on, but I just want to make sure that you know about it. We'll talk about that. And I want to welcome the TikTok audience over to the broadcast. Thank you, guys. All 26,000 of you are here, and I thank you guys, and I want to encourage you to stick around with us every day, Monday through Friday, from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning. I come together for a live update, live give you a Psalms of Proverbs of the day and encourage you and get you guys prepared. So when you look, see me looking down like that, guys, I'm looking at the TikTok audience. So just be patient with us until they're able to put TikTok on my platform to where I can broadcast from there to live. I have a platform that allows me to broadcast on all social media platforms except TikTok. So I'm on LinkedIn and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, or now known X. We can go on Instagram. I haven't gone back on Instagram Live because I had a technical problem with the Instagram side. And I think it's because it's a new software and they want you to broadcast like what I'm doing with TikTok. They want it more, you know, it's called 16:9 when you go wide like this. And it's called 9:16 if you go narrow like this when you turn on portrait mode. And so they until I'm able to broadcast that way, two, and then for some reason it there's a technical problem. It's like a glitch in the system. The audio sounds bad, the video sounds bad when I download it, want to play it back later, and I don't like that. I do not like that. Hey, so let's go ahead and get into the Proverbs of the day. Oh, hang on for a second. Let's go ahead and spend some time together, get into a Psalms and a Proverbs today. We want to spend this time with you to be able to pray and set your sails and get your day started. Amen. I think it'll be a blessing for you. I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 9, and I'm going to read the very first six verses on Proverbs chapter 9. Listen to what it says right here. It's called a wisdom of invitation. I want you to be invited to wisdom. It says, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the tops of the heights of the city. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, come eat at my table and drink from the wine I have mixed. Forsake your folly and live. Proceed in the way of understanding. This is a personal invitation of wisdom saying, why don't you come eat at my table? I'm going to share something with you. And I love this scripture because you won't get it if you're prideful. Hear this. You will not get it if you're prideful. If you're full of pride, you're not going to get this. You know, for instance, when it says right here, verse 4, whoever is naive, let him turn in here. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't want to admit that they're naive. We're not... We may not be naive in everything, but we're naive in something. And if you can recognize that, if you cannot be so prideful and so boastful, you watch how God will end up setting you straight. Wisdom wants to be your principal thing, wants to be here with you. The Bible says wisdom was there when God created the earth. The word says that wisdom stands at the door and knocks. Wisdom is inviting you over to your life. Wisdom wants you to be there. Wisdom wants you to get to know her, walk with her, eat with her, sup with her. And it says right here, he says, forsake your folly and live. In other words, forsake all your mistakes. The word folly. We get the word fall and failure from folly. And so forget your failures, forget your falls, forget your mistakes, forget your problems, forget about all that stuff and live. I mean, there's a lot of people that hang on to their mistakes. I know some people that they're so turmoiled by their mistakes. They're frozen in their mistakes because they have an element, a psychological element of almost a narcissistic mindset to where they don't want to admit that they're wrong. I mean, can you admit that you're wrong when you're wrong? I mean, one of the most liberating attitudes to have when you're in business is the ability to understand when you're wrong and pivot. That word pivot is so powerful. You're going down a certain direction and sometimes you could be so wrong. And if you're so prideful, you'll keep hitting your head and hitting your head. You'll never get ahead. You got to pivot. You got to recognize you're naive in this area. You're making a mistake because you're ignorant in this area. You don't know where you are. And she says right here, it says, whoever is naive, if you're ignorant, if you're naive, forget about your folly. Turn away from it and says, and you will live. Let him turn into here, he says. Let the naive turn in, he'll live. And I like verse 6, forsake your folly and live. And proceed to the way of understanding. She wants to take you to a way of understanding. She wants you to understand how to be able to be successful. Forget about yourself. Don't be so boastful. Now, there's this other scripture in Psalms that I'm going to give you. And we need to say this every day. And I want you to say this every single day. On this Wednesday, I'm going to be speaking. On Wednesdays, I'm going to be speaking about faith. And we're going to show you the power of faith, the ability of faith, the strength of faith, the move of faith, and the works of faith. You're going to understand these things. They're powerful. And in Psalms chapter 35, verse 27, has a statement that you have to stand on by faith. It says, let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servants. Something we're supposed to say every single day. Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That this is a daily confession, a daily proclamation that we need to be making every single day. Come on, say it with me. Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. You need to write that down. You need to put it on your walls. You need to hang it in your foyer. You need to put it in your bathroom. Stick it on the toilet paper. Put it where you brush your teeth. I mean, everywhere you are, stick it inside your wallet that you read it all the time. Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in my prosperity. You know, the world wants to talk negative about your prosperity, especially when you're a Christian. They want to say, oh, you're a prosperity teacher. I love that statement. Yeah, I love that statement. Yeah, because I'm not a poverty teacher like you. That's what I like to say. I'm a prosperity teacher. I'm not a poverty teacher. I'm not afraid to say that. But they say it almost like it's a negative, which I think is funny. I think it's funny. Whenever somebody talks bad about prosperity messages, what's bad are those prosperity preachers that take advantage and they use it for selfish ambition and gain. That's what's bad. And so I want you to say that every day, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Verse 28 says this. It says, and my tongue shall declare thy righteousness and thy praises all day long. Yeah, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy with God because when he prospers you, it's going to be fantastic. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. We're going to get into a word of prayer here in just a minute. Let's see. We got a couple of people here. Marinal, how are you? Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my gosh, my dear friend, Leticia, God bless you. Good morning. Amen. He's going to richly shine on us. That's right. I believe it. Ivan, what are we doing here, Ivan? Oh, we got someone new, Ivan. Ivan, how are you? Hello, my dear friend. God bless you. Thank you for being with us, Ivan. Many greetings. Where are you from, Ivan? Put it down below. And we love to celebrate all those that come from us from around the world. And we love to say hello to you. And down here on TikTok, we got Susan and Jeremiah. Stacy, God bless you. Who else we have here? Calvin, good to see you here. Brad Daddy, God bless you. Richard, how are you doing? Debbie, God bless you. Brooklyn. Oh, there's an Ivan down here too. Ivan Iroso, God bless you. Rhonda, God bless you, and many, many more. And we thank you guys for being with us on the broadcast. And Ivan says greetings. And Eric Garcia, 1 John 5:4. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It's so powerful. Oh my God, Pastor Juan, good morning. Pastor Juan, I got to say something. I'm going to pause right here for a second. My brother, I was shocked when I saw your accident. I believe that was what you posted. Hit a deer. And I thank God that God took care of your family. I thank him that he's taking care of you. And the Bible says the angels of the Lord surround and are about us everywhere that we go and protect us. And I see the racks on the deer that you hit. And two things come to mind. The first is thank God that, you know, this could have been worse. And especially with all those racks and so forth. And number two, is there any way you can mount that thing on your wall? My brother, I'm just joking around. I always find the light humor in the middle of tragedy. And sorry about what happened to you, but I thank God. It kind of, my heart sunk. I was reading your post and everything of the day, and then I saw that. And it just kind of, my heart sunk. So I thank God. I thank God that he protected you and your family, your wife, your children. I just thank God for all that. Amen. We love you, my brother. Ivan, God bless you. Yeah, we can be friends. I can't friend you, but you can follow me here on the page. And it's hard to friend because I already reached my limit of friends. And I know all my friends. I know who all my friends are. And if I don't know who they are, I'm probably the only one that vacates those people that are my friends. Marinel, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Hey, Eric. Eric told me that you and Juan met somehow. I don't know how all that works out. I don't know how Eric gets around. Eric gets around. He's in San Antonio. He's in West Texas and Austin. The Valley is, I don't know where he's at. One day, it was the one year during COVID. He was in Vegas. Eric was in Nevada. And he was like, it's like, man, where's this guy? He's everywhere. And he ends up with vans and buses and I don't know. But old faithful Blue, praise the Lord for old Blue. Glory to God. Love you, my brother Eric. God bless you. Amen. I'm getting Ted to go back and pick it up. That's right. You're going to go get it. Put that head on the wall. Oh, my God. If my brother Michael's on here, say, hey, Michael. And old Michael, he watches it later on in the day, and he's a hunter. You know Michael Garza. Michael Garza from the church there, Belinda and Michael. And I'll tell you what, I should have showed him that deer. That was a big deer, man. That thing looked thick. Brother, that thing's thick, and I believe we're still in deer season. God bless you. Amen. You guys talking to each other, that's awesome. You believe in God, Ivan, that's good. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Esther. God bless you. Good to see you here. God bless you. Yeah, Juan, you saw him there in San Antonio. He stopped you. No, the Eric, he's everywhere. I think there's probably 12 Erics in the world today. God bless you. John 3:16, that is mine, good to me. That's right, John 3:16. Someone asked me what's the most important scripture, and I quoted that one time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Of all the scriptures in the Bible, that's the one that really, that's the one you need there, Mr. TikTok, Mrs. TikTok, lady and gentleman of TikTok. John 3:16. Amen. Hey, so let's go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. And let me get your day started. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the media and in the ministry. There's a lot happening, and I want you to be connected with us of what the Lord is doing. So let's go ahead and go. Let's go before God and let me get set your sails. Amen. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for my friends that are here today. I thank you for everything that they're doing and where they're going in their lives. I thank you for protecting my brother, Pastor Juan Salinas, and his family. And Father, we ask you to bring peace to Jerusalem and allow there to be peace everywhere that they go. And Lord, I thank you that these wars will stop in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for my friends that we are standing before you and we put on your full armor and we gird about our loins with the truth of your word and we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. We take up the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit, which is your word. And we pray always with all manner of prayer, supplication, and for the saints. We pray for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Pray for all my friends that are here on the broadcast today and those that will be watching throughout the day. And Lord, we just ask you to cover us with your precious blood that we're protected everywhere that we go. And Lord, we also ask that you keep your angels around and about us and guide our steps to the place of prosperity, the place where we can pay our bills and we can get ahead. Show us how to do business. Show us how to succeed, that we may be able to raise resources needed to preach your gospel, to declare your word, to let others know that you are their God and that they can accept you as Lord and Savior of their life. Father, we thank you that you've equipped us, you've prepared us, you've put the word in us, and you've put us in safety. So that way we can learn who you are and walk according to your ways. Encourage us throughout the day. Any challenges that we have today, I ask you to help us meet them and complete them, that we will be successful in all areas, that we prosper spiritually, physically, socially, mentally, and financially. Father, we receive this right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Okay. If you prayed with us, amen down below. Amen. Ana Mendoza. Good morning. Good morning. Glory to God. Marnell, glory to God. And Ivan, thank you for praying with us, Ivan. Such a blessing. So let me tell you, let's talk a little bit about TVUER. I've just uploaded some new content on TVUER. We have some movies on there available to you. There's a couple of TV shows, and we've added Benny Hinn to the School of Ministry, who has wonderful teachings of the gifts and the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want to encourage you to go on there and watch these programs. So we have Benny Hinn, we have Jesse Duplantis on. We also have Paula White, and we have some other ministers that are coming. Some other ministers are going to be with us, and we're reaching out to as many as we can, as fast as we can, to get as many as we could possibly get and add them to the TVUER School of Ministry church service sections. Now, for those of you who do not know, TVUER is a Christian Netflix. That's the best way of saying it. It's a Christian Netflix. It's far more powerful than Netflix. Netflix, you have movies and shows and documentaries and things like that. And we're also going to do the same thing on TVUER. So download the TVUER app from any app store. If you have Roku or Apple TV, Fire TV, any of those digital OTT platforms, you go to the app store, download. You want to look up TVUER. That's what the scroll down on the bottom is. Look up TVUER. You can download it for free. If you look at the Founder channel, which has my face on it, the Founder channel, that one is completely free to everybody. And if you're not a subscriber, that's fine. You can still watch everything that I put on there, which is going to be some great information, highlights, and some of the various shows that are on there will be on there. But to get the full force of TVUER, it's a $9.99 subscription fee. And it's every single month, or $99 a year, and you can have it for the entire year. So you can pay monthly or you can pay annually, and you have all the content on there. So we provide free and we also provide premium items. Now we're working our way on concerts, special concerts that are going to be broadcast live in the Rio Grande Valley on our platform, and then we may make them available on pay-per-view over the TVUER app. And so there are many things that we're going to offer on TVUER. So I want to encourage you to write that down, TVUER, and you can see it there. Now, we have a primary television channel on there. Our King Jesus Television Network is on TVUER 24/7, and you'll be able to see it there, and that's awesome. So I encourage you to do that. Okay, Ivan, here's kind of the rules of the game. Let me just kind of give you the rules of the game of being on here. We're going to pray for you right now. It says, even my mom is sick. My father is dead, and your mom and your father from your brother and your mother and your sister, you need help, I'm gonna pray for you. Ivan, I have to tell you something. I thank you for being on here and I respect you, but I want you to know that we don't use our platform to raise money to send to overseas. We do send to overseas to missions and missions programs. I want everybody to hear this. I'm saying this public on purpose. We raise funds to send overseas, but we have missionaries that distribute. And until you get to know those missionaries, that's the only way you'll be able to receive distribution. I do not encourage. Matter of fact, I discourage everyone who's watching right now to give to anybody who is overseas that we do not know personally, because we don't know whether it's true or false. We don't know who you are. We don't know what you do. And so, my brother, I say it with full love. Thank you so much for being on here. And Father, I pray that you bless him and that you encourage him and you allow him to enter into your great wealth, as you've done for others that are in worse position than my brother Ivan. Father, we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Now, Ivan, I encourage you to refrain from requesting for any help or support on the comments. If not, you will be blocked. And I say that with all care. And I want all my regular broadcasters that are on here to know that I respect you so much that I make sure that there's nobody that comes on here and does that, because I don't know the difference between the scams and the rightful people. And so the rightful people build the missions of work and watch God will do what God will do for you. Amen. But in the meantime, if you don't want to be blocked, please, please, please refrain from asking for financial support. I know you're hurting. Everybody's hurting. Everybody has a hurt somewhere. Everybody needs. So build a business, build a ministry, and God will provide for you. But if you request from people just to give like that with a sob story, a sad story, I apologize ahead of time, because you will be blocked if you're on here doing that. So meanwhile, I'll leave you on here for now, but please be cautious with your request. My friends, I hope you appreciate that statement, and I hope nobody here gets mad. And I know it seems a little harsh, but if you were me sitting in this seat and saw all the people that have been taken advantage of by fraudsters, you'll understand what I'm saying. Amen. Okay, so I have this video that I'm going to show you on TVer, and we want to show you the, as I said, you notice what I said to Ivan, if you want to see God provide for you, build a business or do a ministry, and God will provide for you. God will provide for you. I have missions that we take care of. It's the same thing as this. We built this business, and we're believing that God's going to provide. Amen. So watch this little 30-second video, and then I'm going to come right back.
Introducing TVer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high-quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TVer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TVer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TVer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TVer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.
That's TVer, spelled T-V-U-E-R, T-V-U-E-R. It's my word. It's not a real word. You won't find it in the dictionary. And maybe one day you will. I've had the brand TVer since 2009. And so this platform has been up since 2020. My friends, well, we're running down of time. I'm going to have to say goodbye here in a moment. I want to thank you guys for being with me on the broadcast. I want to encourage to make sure that you can share this. If you can share this video with others, let others know that we're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning, and that they will be able to enjoy the day. Amen. Thank you so much for being with me. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Go take on the day. God bless you.
In today's fast-paced digital world, staying visible and competitive is crucial for any business. Ortiz Media Group, your partner in driving new customers to your business. We're dedicated to helping your business thrive in a digital age. And the key to our success? Custom AI software that's right at your fingertips. Our cutting-edge AI software, available on our website, ortizmediagroup.com, is designed to propel your business to new heights. It provides you with a comprehensive report card of how your business is perceived online. With our technology, you can leverage the power of search engines right from your phone. Monitor your rankings, track your progress, and stay ahead of the competition. Ortiz Media Group, where technology meets business growth. Best of all, our AI AI software is just a few clicks away. Run a free visibility report and discover where your business stands. Once you've taken this first step, a dedicated representative will contact you and let us take your business to the next level. That's Ortiz Media Group, and your success is our mission.